USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is ending increased inspections of trucks crossing the border after striking security deals with his counterparts in four Mexican states bordering Texas. Abbott said Friday those deals and the inspection policy were moves to counter what he called the inaction from the White House on the border.
Now listen, understand the concern that businesses have about trying to move products across the bridge. But I also know the anger that Texans face and have that's caused by Joe Biden not securing the border.
Ukrainian officials say that more than 3,000 civilians were able to escape war zones in the country on Friday. Ukraine's deputy prime minister said in a statement that more than 300 civilians were able to flee the besieged city of Mariupol via humanitarian corridors. The evacuations coming as Russia has launched a new wave of strikes on the capital city of Kyiv. This is USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford. For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955. SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A new study shows that millions of Americans could be dealing with the long-term effects of a COVID infection. Tim Berg has more on the search for more treatments to deal with long COVID from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Johns Hopkins University says there have been over 80 million confirmed cases of COVID in the United States, and plenty of folks are suffering from long-term problems of brain fog because of the disease. Dr. Joel Rosenstock is an infectious disease physician in Atlanta. He's been working with long-haul COVID patients and found some techniques to help. Top of his list, getting good sleep.
Sleep is an absolute priority. And if you're not sleeping because of fear and anxiety and depression, then you need to see somebody. You don't necessarily have to go to a long COVID clinic. You need to see your primary care doctor or your therapist or somebody who you trust.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A growing number of states have joined a lawsuit to stop the Biden administration from repealing Title 42, a Trump-era public health order that made it easier for border officials to deport migrants caught crossing the southern border illegally. A total of 21 states are now suing to keep that policy in place, including Arizona. That state's Attorney General Mark Brnovich tells Fox News that the White House is sending mixed messages with the way it's implementing COVID policies like Title 42.
I think this is why so many folks are not only frustrated because of the hypocrisy of the Biden administration, where they're imposing all these things on hardworking American taxpayers, and yet there seems to be a double standard for people that are breaking the law coming into the country illegally.
Twitter's board of directors are responding to an attempt from Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk to buy the social media giant, with a move to try to make it harder for him to acquire the company. In a statement on Friday, the board said it was enacting a so-called poison pill provision, which would allow current Twitter shareholders to purchase more shares of the company, effectively blunting Musk's attempts to buy a controlling interest of Twitter shares. Musk announced earlier this week that he'd offered to buy all shares of the company, a deal worth more than $40 billion. And the NBA playoff brackets have been finalized after a pair of play-in games on Friday night. The Atlanta Hawks claimed the 8th seed in the Eastern Conference with a 107-101 win over the Cleveland Cavaliers. In the Western Conference, New Orleans beat the LA Clippers 105-101 to move on as the 8th seed there. The Hawks advance to take on top-seeded Miami in the first round of the East, while New Orleans will meet top-seeded Phoenix on the Western Conference side of the bracket. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.